DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. I want to tell everybody a little after 4:30 this afternoon, it is Tulane Tuesday, and the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Summerall, will join us talking about the big game this coming Saturday as Tulane plays Duke, and also kind of looking back on what happened last week to the Green Wave also. Last night on Sports Talk, we had a bunch of people texting in. They had insider information that the Saints were going to sign Jabril Peppers. Now, part of that was I was piecing stuff together with Julian Blackman going down with another labrum injury, which is I feel really, really bad for him to have injury on the same shoulder back-to-back years and early in the season both times. And the fact that Peppers had posted on Instagram, you know, God has a plan for him. Now, he had been a starter with the Patriots for a couple of years, really solid football player there. Well, Jabril Peppers, I don't know, the inside information of connected dots wasn't quite there because Peppers today signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He did not sign with the New Orleans Saints. So that'll be interesting, too, in training of what exactly happens there for the Saints and what direction they'll go with. Are they going to give Jonas Sanker that opportunity to be the guy to work alongside Justin Reed at the safety position? But I know, you know, some people want to jump ahead, and I get it. They were trying to piece one thing and one would equal two, but in this case, the 1-1 didn't equal the Saints. It equaled the Pittsburgh Steelers. So the veteran Jabril Peppers did not sign with the Saints. He signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And for what it's worth, Mike, I think that the Steelers also suffered a safety injury in week one. And it's what we always talk about, right? Leading into the season, these veterans that are off teams, they kind of wait to see which team has a hole at a position that will pop up due to an injury. So the Saints and the Steelers are both in that similar spot. It was, let's see, it was Deshaun Elliott who had suffered an injury week one. for Pittsburgh. And that's why they went out and signed Jabril Peppers. So, and it's like you said, Mike, I just echo the sentiments about Julian Blackman because he also played really well in week one. And really throughout the offseason, he was a buzzing name about one of those studs in the secondary that could really help this team. And just to suffer the same issue with a labrum injury and potentially need season-ending surgery to kind of fix it, it's you feel for the guy because, once again, he was a really good pickup late in the process because, if you'll remember, this only really happened after Tyrann Mathieu kind of retired unexpectedly. The Saints had to shuffle, and then they go and scoop up, you know, free agent safety and Julian Blackman. And, I mean, it was kind of a match made in heaven until, you know, the injury happens in week one. So you feel bad for him, and we'll see what the Saints decide to do. There's a reason that they used a third-round pick on Jonas Sanker. They're obviously high on him as a player. You know, it's the question about, do you throw the kid into the fire at this point, Mike?
You might have to. He might be your best option at this stage, especially going up against the 49ers. He might be your best option here. What's so funny about that is I had talked to Rick Venturi, who's the color guy for the Indianapolis Colts. And when Tyron retired, he was like, man, I wonder if they'd have interest in Julian Blackman. But I hear he's close to a deal with the Carolina Panthers. But he had left Carolina with no deal. And then sure enough, a couple hours later, Blackman signs up with the Saints. And it looked to be a good fit. Really hard charging guy. Good against the run. Plays the pass well. Bobby talked about he had like 5 or 6 interceptions during the training camp. But, you know, once the injury bug catches sometimes, it stays there. And it has for Julian Blackman.
DC sports fans start their day with 106.7 The Fan's Sports Junkies.
Let Jaden cook.
With Commanders Talk.
They were 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl last year, and they're better this year.
And a
lot of fun.
You're acting like I haven't been embarrassed in my life before. Right.
Every morning from 6 to 10.
I thought I handled myself with incredible maturity.
If you missed it live, listen to 106.7 The Fan Sports Junkies on Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
They're listening to everything you do.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.